Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.04 and three quarters, up 3. March, 7.03 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. Soft December is 6.54 and a quarter, up 4 and three quarters. March, 6.61 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. December corn, 4.24 and a half, up 2 and a half. July, 4.46 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. January soybeans trading 13.10 and a half, down 9. July, 12.74 and a half, down 9 and a half. December soybean meal is 425.60, down 2.20. December soybean oil is 40.97, down 19 cents. December live cattle, 131.60, up 12 and a half. January feeder cattle, 163.12 and a half, down 37 and a half. And December lean hogs are 86.07 and a half, and they are up 45.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations, that during the 14 and 15 marketing year. Also this morning, China's Communist Party has approved a new policy blueprint under which will be allowed to sell or mortgage their homes and land beneath them and pass on land use rights to their children. They would also be given shares of lands collectively belonging to the village, which could also sell land currently used for schools, factories, and other purposes than farming. Rural land is mostly owned by the collective, and without clear title, farmers have easily been kicked off their land by local officials colluding with developers. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What kind of week do you expect it will be? First off, I know we can click from everywhere, but will there be very many folk in Chicago clicking?
Oh, I think they will today and tomorrow, but I think Wednesday and Friday will be pretty slim. We expect corn and wheat to be flopping around from down a little, up a little, which they're doing today, and we expect beans to be backing off after the big run last week. For the last month, every week, if we didn't go through 13, we roared through it, and then during the week or during the next week, we flopped 40 to 50 back lower, and we've done this since, I think, the entire month of November and maybe even into parts of October, where we had lows at 1250, highs at 1320, lows at 1260, highs at 1318, 1270, highs at 1310, just back and forth, and we continue to see that happening.
So how long does that go on?
I think that'll last for a couple more weeks, and then we'll maybe go into Christmas on an upside, and then when South America has good weather and good things happening, when we get into their real harvest, we'll push things to new lows in the beans.
So there is a potential above 1350 for soybeans?
There's some people saying there is. Most people won't go as high as the 1350. There are even some people saying it'll go to 14. But the range we've had of 1250 to 1320 or thereabouts, we're going to stay in that. If we go through one very far, we might go further. But that right now, I think we're at that. I think Friday's high was 22. The week before, we had a 21.5 high. The low, though, in between was 60 or 62. You get back to November 5th, we had a low at 1250. And the high that week was maybe 1310. So it's just back and forth continual. We have great usage on beans. We have great exports. When that comes out, we have the up move. When it comes out that South America is growing 10% more and they're having great weather and they're going to have a big crop, it pushes it right back down.
Yeah, and how big of a down move could we see? Could we see a dollar? Could we see $2?
I think we could see a dollar, dollar and a half on beans if South America has a good crop because they're growing 10% more acres.
I'll turn your attention to corn, please.
Corn, new crop, if we can get it over 460.
I like 1160, Pete.
460 to 480, I'd be protecting some of that. Old crop corn, I have trouble seeing it getting back to 450. There are some people thinking we might, but March right now is at 431. December's at 424. We've been a dime lower than that on them, maybe even 15 lower. And I still see downside of 15 to 20 on the corn, and I don't see the upside as being more than another 15 or 20 higher.
Do you think that that we're close to finding the bottom of the market in corn? Might we have seen it already?
It's possible we've seen it. People said that in August also, and we dropped another 50 cents. There are people out there talking 350 to 370. I don't see that happening unless we really go a ton of acres for next year's fall price. I don't see that happening on this year with the usage. We've already sold more corn this year than we sold all of last marketing year, and we have 8 to 9 months to go.
There's a window for marketing between now and then a year for corn?
Marketing still is good between now and probably the 1st of March, middle of March. By then you have some of South America starting to affect us, or the Southern Hemisphere.
I wonder if just after the first of the year, Pete, we'll see like a second harvest per se with a lot of corn going to the marketplace.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit at all, and that could push it lower. And there's lots of corn available in the world, and we're not very tight here except for tight holding, and that helps hold it up. And our exports are really going strong. We could easily double last year's. If you would have told me that 6 months ago, I wouldn't have believed it, but we're the cheapest place to buy corn last week. As a result of that, people are buying our corn. It's good quality. They know they can get it shipped, where some places in the world, quality varies tremendously and the shipping is questionable.
Well, we have a cattle on feed report on Friday. Expectations for that report pretty much neutral. At what point does the cheap corn prices begin to really kick in and help vis-a-vis the cattle herd?
I think they've helped already, but how long does it take to get cattle to the market and to get them to producing more cattle? That's a 2 to 3 year process. So I think it's helped some already. The prices are good, but it takes a while to increase herd size.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that process, if people were looking in the crystal ball, cattle producers and had actually started about a year ago and was already underway, or they're relatively not underway yet.
I think that started in places, but then when the cattle prices got really good, they sold extras out again. And so I think it's the higher price causes be able to get more for your current one. If you sell the current one instead of holding it to raise cattle, that slows that process again. So you've had some of both.
Turn your attention to wheat, please.
Wheat, tighter supplied here. The rest of the world, there's plenty available. And I think right now they're worried about the cold weather in the northern hemisphere, especially here, herding wheat. But wheat back over 660 in March. And I would be looking to hedge this summer's wheat here from now to the next dime 20 up.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Pete joins us every Monday morning on the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is at 705, and it's up 3 1/4. March hard wheat is 703 3/4, up 2 3/4. Soft December, 654 1/2, up 5. March, 661 1/4, up 4 1/2. December corn is 424 3/4, up 2 1/2. July, 446 3/4, up 2 1/2. January soybeans, 1311 1/2, down 8. July, 1274 3/4, down 9 1/4. December soybean meals, 426.40, down 140. December soybean oil, 41 even, down 16 cents. December live cattle, 131.55, up 7 1/2. January feeders, 162.95, down 55. And December lean hogs are 85.92 1/2, and they are up 30. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.